Hey, it's Fleet, Vaughn and Megan. Thanks.
Insert name here.
For downloading the podcast brought to you by MyRepublic.
Brought to you by MyRepublic, but what if I downloaded this using another provider?
Well, don't worry. They won't hold it against you. How's that for knowing no limits?
ZM's Fleet, Vaughn and Megan.
The podcast.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Guten Morgen. Morgan? German. You've just been in Berlin?
That's German, yeah. Good. I didn't know much German.
Because Guten Tag's good day.
Everybody speaks English anyway. Well, most people. I was one of those tourists. I was like, speak English?
It's worse when you go into like somewhere by yourself into a bakery and they're like, no, I don't know any English. And you're like, oh.
The only foreign words I know are food, croissant, baguette.
And you just point.
And then they go blah, blah, blah for how much money you're supposed to give them and you're like,
oh. You just give them a note and they give you the change.
Give them a whole bunch of coins.
Look at them. Hand them the note confidently like.
Take this.
I know exactly how much change I'm due. Thank you. All right, anyway, Guten Morgen.
Coming up on the show, top six.
Yeah, the top six places you can do your OE without a visa. Because screw England. Is it Brexit related?
I don't know, but there's a lot of Kiwis, yeah, applying for their visas, like even months out and still waiting.
So just had to cancel plans?
Yeah, a lot have just, delay flights.
They're two-year visas, eh?
Yeah.
So you could go and then leave and then come back and keep skipping in and out, can't you?
Maybe, yeah.
Something like that until they approve it, but...
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to talk about a new website. If you've ever suspected your partner of being on Tinder or cheating on you, this is a way to check. You do have to pay a little bit of money, but you can definitely check if they're on Tinder.
All right, you lot, listen up. It's story time.
Story time, three news headlines. Vaughn and Megan pick one. Headline one, Air BDSM. Headline two, back to the drawing.
There's just not enough room for a good sex sling on any plane. Oh, no, wait, you're talking about like Airbnb?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a new airline service.
No.
I was like, there's an airline that wants to make you stand the whole time to, you know, be able to fit more people on a plane, but.
No, different.
That's because they're saving all the room for the.
Front. Yeah. Headline two, back to the drawing board for granddad. And headline three, woman saves and loses.
Ooh. So the first one is obviously Airbnb. Someone went there and got a little more than they bargained for.
Maybe.
There was a swing in the wardrobe.
Maybe.
What was the middle one? What was the second one?
Granddad. Back to the drawing board for granddad.
I don't know. I like that. I don't know why that one tickles my fancy so much.
Because it's granddad's.
Back to the drawing board.
Are we going with that one?
Did they find a swing in the wardrobe or something?
No.
Like that?
BDSM.
You want that one?
I don't know. I'm torn.
You've got to choose. Woman saves and loses.
No, I want that one. We're both like, nah, okay. Boring. Okay, one or two?
I feel...
Sexy or granddad? I feel like granddad might be funnier.
Yeah, I want to go granddad.
Okay. We go to the UK now, where Richard Ogilvie, 75, grandfather, has spent 5 years and thousands of pounds in renovating a yacht in his backyard.
Oh.
Now, at times, he would work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. He would be treating the rotting timbers and getting the engine running in this boat.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a picture.
Treating the rotting timbers, you've just been replacing it. He's not
treating. Well, yeah, I don't know.
Once they're rotten, oh, they're okay.
There's Richard, granddad, on his boat.
They love a boat, hey.
They do.
They love a canal.
Well, after 5 years and thousands of pounds renovating the yacht in his back garden, he decided it would be time to test his beloved boat in the North Sea.
Ooh, treacherous stretch of ocean.
He lowered it into the ocean. Let me find a photo of Richard standing on his boat in the ocean. And it started sinking.
Oh, where was the water getting in?
I don't know.
But he's done it. It looks quite nice.
It looks lovely. Like, he's really done a good job renovating.
No, it's all lost.
Is there a better way to test it rather than just chuck it in? Because if it fails, it is going to sink.
Well, it's like when you're testing if your bike tire's got a hole in it. You put it in a pool.
Yeah.
He could have put it in a pool.
Same thing would have happened.
Right, a small duck pond.
They were able to, I guess, pump some water out and lift it back out of the water. And so back to the drawing board for Granddad. He's obviously not very good at renovating boats.
That would be so annoying trying to find out where that water came in.
It's quite under the water, Vaughn. I don't think it's under the water. It's a tiny hole.
You're saying it gushed in.
I'm saying it's gushed. It's a gusher.
It was a gusher. Yeah.
Oh, Richard.
Shouldn't be too hard to find then. How old was he? Did you see?
75. You mentioned his wife. Oh. She's probably just stoked he's out of the house in the back. What? Tinkering in the back.
That's why she encouraged the yacht building so much.
Yeah.
She just gave you so much peace during the day because he was out in the back shed.
I feel like such a loser, eh?
You'd think, you know, you could go any minute at 75, eh? You'd want to get that boat. You're either going to give up or really get stuck into it to get it back on the water as soon as possible. FEM.
If you've ever been worried that your partner's on Tinder, you've looked on their phone to see if the app's there and they're like, I never use it. There is a definitive way to find out if they are active on Tinder. And this isn't just going on the app and swiping until
you see them.
Find them or relying on your friends
to find them.
Because
they might have been doing the same thing you're doing.
Caitlin, because you don't use Tinder anymore. You're on the other ones, aren't you? You're anti-Tinder.
Bumble and Happen. And
yeah, I'm kind of not on any at the moment.
You're not on the microphone either.
Are you there?
Yeah. Hello, Mum.
Hello. Hi, guys. Is this the right button?
That's the right one.
I'm a bit lazy, actually. I'm not really on any. I haven't been on them for a while.
She's been working on you, you know? You know there's that function
where you can invite friends. Mm. Have you ever seen people on that and you're just like, oh, why are they on there? But then sometimes it's like maybe they were on it,
but they're still on there. Because I remember how many times I've come across guys and I'm like, they've been in a relationship for over a year.
But maybe they didn't delete their profile. Yeah. So that's what I'm a bit worried that this could kind of bust some people that don't deserve it, maybe.
Well, this is called Swipe Buster, and you can go onto this website and you have to put in some details. So I guess name, it's got the age, male, female, and then there's a map. So they've said be as accurate as possible and tell us where they're likely to have last used Tinder. So you just click, I guess, on New Zealand, whatever city you're in.
Click on your street.
Yeah.
If they're ballsy enough to be doing it from the house you share.
Yeah.
You do have to put in a password and stuff, and you do have to pay. It says packages begin at $6.99. So I think it's reasonably cheap.
So do you think they charge for like each kind of search they do?
Yeah.
Or like level of search?
So then they search Tinder's catalogue of users. They're saying no private information's being sourced, only what people are putting on their profile.
How do they get access to all of that?
I don't know. It's information.
It says it's public. So, and then there's 1.4 billion swipes a day. I guess it goes through latest to.
Yep.
And can tell you when they last used it. So if they've got it on their phone and they're like, I don't use it. I just haven't deleted the app or whatever.
Yeah.
Then you can double check.
If you're paying $5.99 or whatever it costs.
Your relationship's not the best, is it? You are weighed down with doubt, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because then you have to have that conversation like, well, I went to Swipe Buster and I paid and I found you on there.
Why? You didn't trust me. Rightly so. I'm a bag of shit. But you should have just...
I was just going out with my mates and we were just playing and like swiping for fun.
If you're in a relationship and you've got those dating apps, just delete them because if you've downloaded an app once, it'll be in the cloud anyway. Because you know when you go back to download, I've never had them, but you know when you go back to download an app you got rid of?
Yep.
And it's got the little cloud with the down arrow.
Yeah.
You're like, I've already got this. Like, so all's not lost. It's just from me to you. Like, delete it now. Save yourself the argument.
Yeah.
It's easily retrievable.
Well, okay, so if you wanted to try this.
Because, like, libraries and McDonald's have free Wi-Fi. So if you're like, I don't want to use my data re-downloading.
Go to McDonald's.
Tinder. Just go to Macca's, pick up a combo.
Well, if you do want to use it, it's swipebuster.se.
I'd love to know if this actually works.
Yeah, because we don't want to pay.
We were like, whose credit card should we use?
No, it's not happening right now.
See, it takes like a month to claim back something from work, so no one ever wants to claim back anything from work.
No, unless you absolutely have to.
Yeah.
It's the top six.
Hey, screw England, guys. They've gone and done it again. Brexit and stuff. And now there's delays, big delays, for Kiwis trying to get visas to go on their OE to Ingolande.
I read that story, someone in Invercargill, she put a request in for an express one in like May. It's still waiting.
She paid $213 extra for priority. 6.5 weeks, no idea, hasn't heard.
It's crazy.
So apparently there's massive delays. I don't know what's going on over there. Just not sorting it out.
It's
so
very grey. I was just there last week. It's grey.
Even is now, because everybody's saying it's like it's that period now where it's nice. Still grey.
Did they have a heat wave or something? Was it still grey?
Yeah, I didn't see it, so I don't believe
it's
it.
Grey heat wave.
Grey heat wave, yeah.
A heat grave.
Yeah.
So the top six places you can start your OE without a bloody visa. And for how long?
Okay.
So if you're waiting for your visa to move to the UK, maybe these are some spots you could go to on the way. Number six, Denmark.
Really?
90 days within any 180-day period.
Okay.
In Denmark.
I'd love to visit Denmark.
Yeah, me too. That sounded creepy.
That sounded really creepy.
That sounded really creepy.
Probably because... It was.
Right.
I was being a creep.
Okay. Right.
For the reason I know. I'd like to see the Little Mermaid statue and other Danish stuff, like Danishes. And then, of course, there's the hot people.
Danish pastries and the hot
little
people.
Mermaid
and hot
statue, people. Food.
Mermaid statue, food.
And there's more food and hot people.
And hot people.
Yeah.
Number five, Japan. 90 days in Japan, no questions asked.
That's
3 months. That's a 3 month, 10-year ship in Japan without any questions. And that's kind of on the way.
Yeah.
Number four, this one's especially for you, Fletch. Colombia.
Oh, my Colombia.
90 days, extendable up to 180 days within a 1 year period.
Did you know you'd stay there for like half a year?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't need any special visas. When you travel, is that something you take into consideration? Like how much of a pain it's going to be to pre-organise
the
visas?
Well, New Zealand passports are some of the best in the world. Like, there's very
many
few
visas.
Places where you'd have to get a visa.
Fifth equal for freedom. Yeah. Actually, there's a list on Wikipedia of countries that you, this is where I've done my research today, a list of countries where and what you'd need, what you need to go there. So, like, Afghanistan, for example, visa required before you go there. But in Armenia, only a visa on arrival, which is like Thailand, they clip it into your thing.
Yeah.
That just lets you know when you've got to leave by. Number three on the list of the top six places you could start your OE if you're trying to delay getting to England, Kazakhstan.
Oh, okay.
30 days you can stay there without a visa.
What are you doing in Kazakhstan?
I don't know. That seems like one of those places.
Would there be mountains? Would there be nice mountains?
Yes. Well, it's all in that Stan area. All the Stans have mountains. All the Stans have big... It's kind of the Himalayas carry on through all the Stans, don't they?
I'm with the Googling imaging. Okay, it looks lovely.
It does look lovely.
Yeah.
It's just one of those.
No, that's Canada. Okay, I don't know.
Easily
I think
confused.
There are mountains.
The two, very easily confused. The top six places you could go on the way to England to without a visa, the Vatican City. Small.
Tiny.
You'd probably have to, like, ask the Pope if you could stay in his bunk bed, but no limit. Also, apparently, according to this Wikipedia page, it just says Vatican City and no limit on time and how long you're allowed to be there.
Yeah.
And the number one on the places you could go for... traveling without a visa.
You're right, mate. You're having a stroke.
The Bahamas.
Oh, yes.
The Bahamas. 3 months you can be there. Visa not required. And you could, of course, land at the Lyndon Pindling Airport.
Throwback to yesterday's
which we
show.
Talked about yesterday. The Lyndon Pindling.
Yeah.
Lyndon Pindling, a great man with a great name. And had such a great man after he died. They're like, we're renaming the airport Lyndon Pindling.
Brilliant.
International Airport. That's today's top six. A guy in Vietnam has been scammed, been fooled.
What was he holidaying?
Because when you were in Vietnam, was it the Vietnam Dong?
Yeah, it's the dong.
The dong, and it's one of those currencies where $3 New Zealand is a billion.
Yeah, it's really
wildly out of whack.
It's pretty crazy. You've got to have like a little app sometimes just to remind you how much it is.
That's what this Australian guy didn't have.
Right.
When the bill came out for his delicious pho
soup. Oh my God.
So I used to say pho, not pho. Pho, it's not pho, it's more of a pho.
That you know, pho and tom yum soup fight for the favorite Asian soup in my heart.
Yeah,
I don't know if anywhere does soups as good as Asia.
Oh, you've said this before, Vaughn. I'm pretty sure you've
I don't know if any other soup-making nation could
no,
come
delicious.
Up against it.
And you try and make it yourself and it's not right.
Because then other people make what they consider a soup, but it's more of a stew.
Yeah, sure.
It's more of a stew, but there's the Asian soups.
So good. Love
it. So anyway, it came out and he didn't have his little currency, XE currency app?
Yeah,
open.
Yeah, that's
that's handy when you're traveling. He didn't have that out. They were going to charge him $1,000 Australian dollars for his meal. But he didn't know because he's like, oh, I'm in Vietnam. This is a crazy high number, but it's probably like $5 Australian.
You hand over your credit card, you trust them.
You hand over, he did hand over the credit card and they came back and they said, that's not working. And he's like, that's unusual. Here, try my other credit card. They come back, they're like, that's also not working. And he's like, I'll come and see it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, swipe, swipe, swipe. And he's like, I don't know what that says on the screen. It's in Vietnamese. Let's assume it says denied.
Yeah.
It said accepted.
Oh, no.
So he ended up getting charged $39,429.
So they were swiping it like 39 times?
Every time, yeah. Oh. So it was $1,000 and they swiped it 40-odd times, almost 40 times.
Doesn't your card decline after like three?
Like a maximum daily over two cards.
But it was accepting. Yeah.
So that's $20,000 over each card.
Who has $40,000 of credit cards with them?
Would have just gone into overdraft, wouldn't it?
Or credit cards, it just depends what his credit limit was. And he might have been one of those guys that, you know, some people are really, it's a bit of a thing, I've got a credit limit of $20,000. It's like, cool.
Cool.
Cool if you want to go into a debt. A crazy amount. That's great for you.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think you're any cooler because you can do that.
Yeah.
So he must be one of those guys and doesn't really notice until he's
Who
home.
Who doesn't notice what's on their
and
credit
I'm
card?
And imagining, does the bank call? You've been overseas and the bank's call all day.
Or they shut it off.
They just shut it off.
Where are you?
But my bank would shut it off straight away.
Yeah. Where the bloody hell are you?
How long did it take him to notice? Because I notice instantly if there's some money gone from my credit card. I'm eagle eyes.
You know how he's like, I can't read it? Because I couldn't read it either when I was overseas. I didn't know if it said accepted or declined. But it says, when it goes accepted, the receipt goes...
But it... Oh, it's
for decline.
It just says decline up the top of the receipt. But I was thinking, I'd get home, and this has happened before, even after a night out where no one scammed me.
Yeah.
And the next day, you look at your credit card statements, and you know when something's charged, when it's ticked up, but it doesn't say where it's from yet.
Because it takes a couple of days.
So
it'll
say
up.
Like 300 bucks, but blank beside it. And you're like, oh, I've been scammed. Have you spent $300? This me to my wife? She'll be like, no. And I'll be like, oh, no. Oh, call the bank. We've been scammed. We've been credit card scammed.
They must get calls all the time from people like you.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, it's blank beside it. And I haven't spent that much money. And then you turn out to be your own scammer because you did buy something. You just totally forgot that
you
did.
Well, they have like a weird name, like something, something Holdings Limited.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I haven't been there. I don't even know what that is.
That happened to me on holiday because I'd forgotten that I'd booked this trip. And so it was like 120 bucks. And I was like.
Oh, like a tourist day trip.
That's it. I've only used this at hotel reception. They skimmed it. They skimmed it when I wasn't looking and I was ready to go down there and I was ready
to take 120 bucks at a time and then I hope they're not going to notice.
And I was ready let them have it. And then I was like, oh, that's right. I booked that tour.
Bloody 15 minutes late for it. It's going to start running.
It was literally me that had done it.
I'd love to know if there's anybody listening who it actually was you on your credit card statement. Like you were your own credit card scammer. You bought something, forgot you'd bought it, and then we're ready to, you know, claim fraud.
Especially like you say, Megan, like those holdings and those weird names for businesses that you don't realise it's you.
I remember this is going back a few years when we bought our place and we bought a whole lot of stuff from the warehouse. But that comes up TWH and then a long number.
Oh, yeah, it does.
That's to do with the store. And I was like, I don't know who the bloody hell TWH is. But they've scammed us out of $500. Like, and I'd literally just been to the warehouse. I knew I'd spent $500. I get home, I'm losing my mind. Have you got your credit card? No, I can't find it. And that's the other thing. My wife always leaves her credit card in the car.
Oh.
So she's like, I can't find my credit card.
She might have a purse.
Yeah, but she'll
use it.
She puts it in the ashtray. And then because it's a black credit card in the black ashtray, you can't see it. And she's like, oh, I can't find a credit card. TWH, I don't know who that is, but they've totally got us. And it just turns out when you stop panicking, it was all you right. all along.
So 0800 dials at him 9696.
When were you your own credit card scammer? We're talking about when you thought you'd been scammed, when you thought your credit card had been cloned or infiltrated and details stolen, but it was just you all along.
We've all done it, haven't we?
Beautiful message. Yeah, and then mostly our stories were sort of sober stories. If you buy something and then you just look and you're like, oh, I didn't buy anything. And then it turns out you did buy something. text messages in. Somebody said, I had the opposite. I actually got scammed, but I was just like, I have a drinking problem. And then the bank contacted me and said, we think you're being scammed. Your credit card spending's really unusual. And they're like, no, don't worry about me. I'm just having a great time overseas. And the bank's like, how did you get from China to Ireland in 6 hours? And they were like, oh
maybe I am
being scammed. Yeah, turned out I'd been scammed $1,200 and I hadn't even noticed.
That's good, though. Your bank is looking out for you.
Sometimes, on a holiday, I get a bit scared. You get a bit scared to check the credit card when you're on holiday because it's like Mai Tai by the pool. Take it up to the room.
You're like, shh, don't look.
Yeah, it's why I don't want to know what the room bill's at till we leave because I'll ruin my own holiday. But be like, there's no more cocktails. No one's having any more fun.
Yeah.
Some other text messages in. Somebody said, my dickhead of a fiance, which is
their words.
Often say about their fiance.
Yeah.
Bought my engagement ring on the credit card.
Oh.
And I flew off the handle thinking we'd been scammed because there's thousands of dollars on the credit card.
Yeah.
That doesn't have anything beside it.
Oh.
And then the name, and he's like, don't worry about it. Don't stop looking into it. It'll sort itself out. Then the name pops up. I Google it, find out it's a jeweler's, and I'm like, I've ruined my own
engagement
surprise. Aww. It is a hard.
Because what do you do? You'd have to just
gauge before I had a joint bank account. But it would be hard if everything was joint. How do you
get around?
Who's having a joint bank account before they're married? Is that a thing?
When you live together, I can understand if you live together, you could probably go to a bank account. Like if it's just you in a situation before you're married, totally.
Yeah.
But if you're flatting, if you're seeing someone for a couple of weeks, ever like push that on a guy too quick, Caitlin? Ever been like, we've been dating 3 weeks, we should get a joint bank account.
No! That's something you would do.
Yeah, rich guys are always signing povo chicks up to joint bank accounts. Somebody else said, my best friend and I went shopping in New Plymouth and we split the bill halves. Fast forward a few days, I check my bank statement. I'm like, who the hell is Kyle Grace?
Okay.
I ring my friend. I'm like, when we were in New Plymouth, I think we were scammed. She checks. She's also been scammed by Kyle Grace.
Yep.
We start freaking out, Googling Kyle Grace, going on Facebook, finding this Kyle Grace. Was about to absolutely message Kyle Grace from New Plymouth on Facebook, which coincidentally there is one.
Yeah.
And then the bank, we finally like got a hold of the bank and said, like, what's the deal? Our cards have been cloned. Cancel the visas. Panic. And then the bank said, we'll look into it. And they rang back and they said, did you show it Best for Less in New Plymouth? And they were like, yes. Why is that? And they said, that's for some reason still showing up as the person who used that FPOS terminal beforehand.
I've had
that too. You shop at a shop and they're still using the people that were in the shop previously.
Oh, right.
It still comes through as their stuff. So they said they had this awkward encounter and this whole awkwardness.
Erin, when did you think you'd been scammed on your credit card?
Well, I went to this holistic healer.
Yeah.
Had my session, went on with my healing.
Yeah.
And about a week later, I checked my bank account and $120 had been taken out of my bank, but the reference was the rapist.
Okay, right. So you obviously.
And I was like, "Someone help me! I'm being stalked.
Yeah,
this is not okay, and I feel very unsafe.
Yeah, totally.
And then I called the bank and I was like, "Look, we've got a situation. I need the police. I need some help.
Yeah.
Because this is what's on my bank account statement.
Yeah.
The rapist.
And they were like, I think they've just put the space in the wrong word. It actually reads therapist. And I was like, oh, no, of course it does. You know, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Don't worry, crisis averted.
I'm into a therapist.
I'm not being stalked. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm safe. It's all fine.
It's all fine.
Bold, bold move. moved by a stalker to steal money off you, but then put it in the reference so you'll know.
Oh, brilliant.
Jesus.
Hey, thanks your call, Erin.
We all know what catfishing is. It's where you pretend to be someone else online and you scam someone, pretty much. There's a new thing called kitten fishing. Kind of, it's...
Is it the junior... It sounds like the junior version of catfishing.
It's sort of the same, but sort of completely different.
Catfishing was called catfishing after the catfish, not after a cat that fishes.
Yeah, it was. So, because that's how Catfish, the MTV show, started, the documentary.
The documentary,
which is incredible.
The guy... whose wife was catfishing the host of Catfish gives the most beautifully poetic analogy for it, eh?
And it's like a catfish.
It was called catfishing, yeah. If you've not heard it, basically they were fishing in the Arctic. They caught fish. They'd put a catfish in there because the catfish would chase the other fish around and keep them on their toes and keep them fit, because otherwise by the time they got to market in Japan, the fish would have just like not been swimming much and just turned into like slurry and the meat would have been no good. So they chuck a catfish on there, it keeps everyone on their toes.
And that's how we had the term catfish.
Yeah. So kitten fishing is where you are yourself and you do use your own pictures, but these are out-of-date pictures, really old ones.
Oh, okay.
Heavily edited current ones. Or it's not even picture, it could be anything to do with you lying about your age, your height, your interests.
Heavily edited, like using those apps. You're big on these on the old Instas.
The face smoother.
You don't go overboard. You see some people that use that face smoother.
There's one that's like more cute or something, and it like your face is suddenly all
shiny. Like you look almost androgynous.
You need that button because you know on Instagram when you're putting a filter on, you push the screen and it shows you what it looked like without the filter.
Yep.
You need when you're doing all these filters. Not you, Megan. When anyone's doing this, you need the quick shortcut back to what you look like without anything. Because if you're slowly adding on bits and slowly taking things off, you kind of, because it's happening slowly, you lose what you actually look like. And then you think, well, that looks good. And you put it up and everyone's like, what is that?
So that's kitten fishing. So if you had a Tinder or a producer, Caitlin, you're on what's your app at the moment?
Bumble.
Exclusively Bumble.
Yeah.
That's where girls have to initiate the conversation. Yes.
Okay. Yep. Would you say that you are kitten fishing? What's your oldest profile for one of your oldest photos that you use?
There's a couple with like quite big filters on them. Probably the oldest one is from about 4 years ago.
Is that kitten fishing if you use a 4-year-old picture?
Using an old picture that doesn't look like you, but does the picture look?
Only choosing pictures where I look skinny
James,
as well.
James, producer James, what does she look like that 4-year-old photo now?
Which one is it? That one?
No. Oh my god, why is this thing?
Going through a lot.
She stumbled into her nerds.
Oh yeah, for sure. There's like 4 other people in the photo, but she definitely looks like herself.
Bring it in here. I want to see it. Bring it in here.
Even the 3 other people are African children, but so.
Oh, so this is when you're really in Cambodia.
Oh right. But that's in a way kitten fishing because it is something you did, what, once or twice.
You look like Angelina Jolie in that picture.
That's good though. You want to look a little humanitarian.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, okay. You look the same.
Swipe down. There's the one of me when I was maid of honor at my sister's wedding.
How long ago was that?
Oh, you love that photo.
That's a great photo.
My eyes are definitely not that.
So, would you say that you are kitten fishing?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so because you still look the same as you did.
Because if you'd like dramatically changed your image.
The only thing I worry about, and there's quite a few of my friends that do this as well, is that they're going to be like, oh wow, like you're like quite a bit bigger. Like I've only chosen really skinny photos of me.
This is what you look
like. It's a trap.
Really?
Filter
out.
You're
assholes.
Just saying that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess it's if you put up old photos and you don't look like that anymore. But it's also details. So if you're putting up things like your age is completely different. You're lying a little. You're filtering off a couple of years.
That's kitten fishing.
You're taller than you actually are.
I'm definitely not going to update it to 27 when I turn 27.
You're just going to
stay at 26. Yeah, I'm going to be 26 for the next 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
You're just going to stall a couple of years. Yeah. Just stall a little bit.
The age stall. Classic. Age stall. That's why I've never really
What are you
my
doing?
20s.
Can you give me my phone back?
No, I'm just I've never seen Bumble. You know what I'm like with these dating apps.
Oh, you're in a photo.
But I'm in your photo.
Yeah.
You're using Megan in your profile.
Yeah.
Is that offensive? Because you only ever put up pictures where you look better than the person you're with.
No. I'm like, Hey, look, I hang out with cool people.
Oh, thanks.
What, bored and suspiciously quiet?
No, I'm just wondering why.
Are
I'm
you
not
flicking
being
through?
Why
aren't
I being used? I'm great marketing
no,
material.
No, that's embarrassing. You're like embarrassing to me.
Flick your hair and say I'm embarrassing. All right. On that, I'm initiating some conversations with different
no!
people.
No!
What's a Stop. Super swipe?
Stop, Vaughn.
Got it. Oh, Will, he's cute. Should we give Will
no,
a swipe?
Stop, stop.
I don't want to just give him a super swipe. I don't know what I'm
stop.
Doing.
Stop.
you'll end up married if I'm on there for too long. I don't know what I'm doing. Right. I saw these on the news when we were away, and there was a decision whether or not they were going to be allowed to come to New Zealand. Well, toothpick crossbows. I've got the thumbs down from the
boo.
Commerce Commission. They said it's they're banned in New Zealand as an unsafe good. There was some for sale on Trade Me, but no, the toothpick crossbow craze.
What a sad day.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that meeting?
For mini hunters everywhere.
Could you imagine that meeting at the Commerce Commission? All right, today's agenda, toothpick crossbows. Should they be allowed?
Yes. What are they? What are they? They're a tiny crossbow. They shoot toothpicks, but it won't take too long before kids work out they can also shoot their mum's needles. I think, just from what I've heard, probably shouldn't be in the country.
No.
Yeah, no, fair enough, Rog. We all kind of agree on that.
So they were for sale on Trade Me, so there will be people that already have them.
Oh, there'll be some. Yeah, there'll be definitely be some in the country.
How fast can they shoot a toothpick? Like, if you shot it at my back, would it stick in my skin?
Yeah. It would depend on the strength of the toothpick. But if you put a pin in it, 100%.
Yes.
That's 100%. So bad. What is the purpose of them? Just to like...
I don't know what the initial purpose was.
Shits and gigs, I think.
Yeah. Or, I don't know, hunting mini deer around the office. I'm not sure because they are tiny.
They're palm size, aren't they?
So yeah, they look small in a kid's hands. They look small. And you load up a toothpick and you'd pull them back. And from what I saw, they showed a video of the kids loading them. It looked relatively easy for even like a little kid to be like, pull back, put the toothpick in, and then... Patirum, and then take a steel needle and put that in there, and it's just...
It's
lethal. And it's just small enough it could go on your key ring.
So that'd be a hard ban at school because the fidget ban, the fidget spinners had a soft ban.
I don't even... This is one of those bans so hard it doesn't even need to be said, does it? Like if you're a parent and your kids are like, can I take my fidget spinner to school? You're like, I don't know, what's the school's thoughts on fidget spinners? But if you're a parent and your kid goes, can I take my mini crossbow to school? You're like, Kevin, we need to have a talk. I've told you, weapons can't go to school.
Time and time again, Kevin.
I don't know how many times I need to tell you. Honey, I think we need to talk about Kevin. He wants to take his mini crossbow to school again.
Oh, he's just an adventurous lad. Let him take it.
You're listening to the Fleetch, Vaughn & Megan podcast, brought to you by the team at MyRepublic.
Yeah, OneRepublic, with hit songs such as Apologise.
It's MyRepublic.
Yeah,
that's OneRepublic.
So I'm not here to promote the 2007 album Dreaming Out Loud.
No.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I'll just stop this now then.
Okay.
Yeah, MyRepublic have no limits, but I sure do. If you're sick of limits, sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code podcast and you'll get a month free on top of what is already a great deal.
Oh, I love a story of a David versus a Goliath, and it's happening in Christchurch. Weet-Bix versus Weetabix.
Because I read this before, or maybe when we're on holiday or a couple of weeks. Still ongoing, isn't it?
Ongoing. Huge ongoing stoush in Christchurch. A little bit of Britain is a shop that imports British treats that we wouldn't otherwise get here.
What are those biscuits, these soft, cakey biscuits that I like?
Jaffa cakes. Oh!
They sell those at Countdown in the international aisle.
Yeah.
And occasionally I'll have a treat.
Chocolate orange.
Mm. No, those are chocolate oranges. Terry's chocolate oranges.
But it's orange.
Also.
Jaffa cakes.
Yeah, there's an orangey flavour to it. But anyway, this stoush looks like it's destined for a court of law.
Okay.
It's pretty good. Lisa Wilson's kind of been the face put to it on the side of the little guy, on the side of Weetabix and a little bit of Britain. She's the co-owner. And she's got a real look about her like, can I please speak to the manager?
If there's a problem,
me too. She's got.
I'm on her side.
Me too.
What are they scared of? Back down.
What are Sanitarium scared of? She's importing 360 boxes. For Sanitarium, I'd just go in and buy the 360 boxes and burn them.
So she's importing wheat,
Wheat Arbex.
Yes. And Sanitarium sell Wheat Bix.
Yes. Wheat hyphen Bix versus Wheat Arbex.
What came first? Wheat Bix or Wheat Bix?
Egg situation there. I don't know. No, I think Wheat Bix is a New Zealand and Australian.
Right, so there was initially the problem, and the latest is Sanitarium said, look, you sell your Wheat Arbex, but put a sticker over the logo.
Put a sticker over the Wheat Arbex.
What? Why?
So it just says original whole grain wheat.
Yeah. Like, and so she, what? And so the latest is a little bit of Britain are like, no,
we're not putting,
see you in court.
Yeah, we're not putting a label over
which
it.
Which is
we'll see
great.
In
I mean, it's going to cost some money, isn't it? It's a little guy. I feel like they should do like a fundraising, because I'd get behind that.
Oh, I'd give them some money.
Because let's be honest, Sanitarium don't pay tax.
And isn't it great that in this country, our largest argument currently in the media circles about yuck Wheat Bix, like Wheat Bix or Wheat Bix, they're both disgusting.
They are both. You yuck. Need a shit ton
we
of
live
sugar to
in
make that
2017, no one should be having to eat Wheat Bix or Wheat Bix.
Yeah.
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 You've got far better cereal options. Can't think of any right now. You want the clusters.
Cocoa Pops. Fruit Loops. I mean, all horrifically bad for you. Sure, but you could do a delicious muesli. Or an oats and yeah.
Yeah.
But what's the difference between Cocoa Puff Puffs and Cocoa Pops? You know, like that's the same deal.
It's just different enough.
It's right. Whereas Wheat Arbex and Wheat Bix, I think it's a bit too close for Sanitarium's liking. So that looks like it's going to court.
Yeah.
And she,
that'd be a fun one to be in there. Would there be a jury one? Because I don't know how they work out what's going to be a jury and what's just going to be decided by
I
a
don't
judge
know,
in a court of law.
Because that's one I'd want to be on the
Me
jury
too.
For. Because I've
too.
Got out of jury service every time because boring and I don't want to hear about some horrific case.
Yeah, but.
But that one would be great.
Yeah.
But
well, I'd probably get a bit too involved.
I'd be from the start, I'd be like, oh no, I know who I'm voting for. Is it a vote at the end?
Don't say that to your jury selection.
Right. No. Yeah. You need to be impartial.
Have you got any sort of like bias towards either party? Yeah. You're like, absolutely not. Absolute level playing field. Could go either way.
Well, the next time I get called up for jury service, because I think I have to next time. Otherwise, you go to prison or you get a fine, I think.
You've avoided it three times.
Yeah. So next time when I'm in that, because I've seen the People versus OJ.
Yeah.
And because they select the juries, don't they? I'm just going to be like, I can't keep my mouth shut. I work on the radio. And then hopefully that's enough.
Yeah. I've already decided who's done wrong.
They look guilty.
Yeah. And then look at them. Look at the guilt in their face. We haven't heard any evidence. Don't care. I've decided.
And then that would be enough to hopefully get me taken off jury
or act totally crazy unless you're about to decide who should win out of Wheat Bix and Wheater Bix. I'd demand a taste test. All sorts of weird shit. Juror number 7 has a request. I'm sorry about juror number 7. He wants a bowl of each with hot milk and sugar. Brown sugar sprinkled on top. Lots of brown sugar because, in his words, both taste like shit. But he demands a bowl of each.
Juror number 7, real attitude problem. Real diva in the jury box.
FEM. Yesterday, there was a meeting in studio, so I took leave of absence.
Went to the bathroom.
Great time to go to the toilet every time there's a meeting and you're like, this is boring. Can I just go to the toilet? I'll be back.
Yeah.
And so I went to the toilet. And out in the foyer here at work by the reception ladies, there's this massive screen.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of huge screens put together to make a bigger screen.
Mm.
It's like the Voltron of screens.
And anytime there's a guest that comes to the building, like if there's an artist
a special
that comes
guest.
In, they'll put up a big screen and it's like, welcome.
......
Yeah.
To NZ Me.
Yeah.
And yesterday, someone was up there, and I didn't know who they were, but they must have been a big rug with a bit of coin.
Okay.
Because that's the other, you get famous people or you get the people with a bit of, bit of cash money, bit of dinero in their pocket.
Yeah.
And it says underneath this man's picture and name, a venture capitalist. And I am like, you've made a mistake. It's adventure capitalist. And so I turn around to the ladies at reception and I say, is that supposed to say adventure capitalist? And they said, it does say adventure capitalist. I said, adventure capitalist with a D in it.
So the definition is an investor who provides capital to businesses.
Yeah.
So adventure capitalist.
He invests in business and ventures. I know. Because I always thought it was a capitalist. So just someone with a bit of coin and likes business and the idea of the free market and that.
Yeah.
But who does adventures?
Around the world. Adventure capitalist. They toured around the world adventuring.
Yeah. Going on like safaris because they were rich and they were like, I'm rich, but I love adventures.
This is a real Caitlin thing to say. Did you know that this was
a
thing?
I've never heard of that phrase.
Okay, well, that's...
I don't know what you're talking
about. God bless you for always making me feel a bit better. Even in my weakest moments. Thank you.
Okay. I thought you would have known, Vaughn.
I would have thought better of myself.
You overestimate. Vaughn always gets like words confused.
I do. I do. Fatherest? Furtherest? Isn't it just... No, which one is
well,
it?
Well, that Hilary Barry told you off about that one, didn't she?
Oh, she. I've been told off by multiple people about it. But I had no idea. A venture capitalist.
Not adventure capitalist.
Is the best venture capitalist the venture capitalist?
I don't know.
Like, he's the go-to venture capitalist. And you never hear any words between and venture.
No. Adventure.
Yeah, venture capitalist.
Do you know, it's like, do you know there's another one that's like that when it runs close together as armed offenders?
Oh, yeah, it's armed offenders. Because they're after armed offenders.
Yeah, but squad. I always thought it was armed defenders. Because they're defenders.
Oh, yeah, that's way
they're
cooler.
They're defending us. They're armed and they're defending.
I know.
Armed defenders.
No,
armed
it's
defenders.
Armed offenders squad.
Yeah, it is.
I'd love ALS. To know, I'd love to have some calls and some texts on when your eyes were opened.
What, to make you
to
feel better?
To sayings. Yeah.
So I always thought it was splitting image. You know, you split someone in half.
Spit and image.
No, spitting. My one's way better.
Splitting image. Yeah,
because
no,
they split
totally
in
they
half.
Split you and you look like you've been split and you've both grown back halves.
Yeah.
You've both grown the other half that you were split from.
No.
Like, oh, you and your old man are a splitting image because it's like you've split. He's split in half and you're the other half.
Spitting image.
It's spit and image.
No, it's spitting.
No, it's spit and image.
Oh, here we go. Isn't it spitting image?
No, it's spit and image.
Should we keep repeating until...
Google? It's splitting image.
No,
it's not splitting image.
It's spit and image.
Splitting image is the usual modern form of the blah, 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 blah. The original phrase was spit and image.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
okay, we're both
just says splitting image. It's evolved.
It has, yeah.
To our laziness and our ignorance.
Pretty much,
it's evolved to us, which is how I like things to work. They change to suit me, so I've not been an idiot the whole time.
Just like in 100 years, maybe venture capitalists will be called adventure
capitalists. They're always doing stuff. Like, it's like, here's a venture capitalist, and it's like he's just been in Tanzania skydiving. It's like, that sounds like a great adventure.
Tanzania would be the last place I'd go skydiving.
Well, that's why you're not an adventure and an adventure
capitalist. No, I'm not. No, that's the problem.
An adventure capitalist.
Okay.
What? I've never known. They're not saying that. Anyway, what saying did you think completely wrong of? Maybe it was like armed offender squad or adventure capitalist or spitting
and maybe
image.
Maybe you had this moment where your friends were like, hey, you're wrong.
You're saying that wrong.
You're saying this wrong and you've been saying it wrong your entire
life. Yeah, and no one knew how to tell you, but here I am to tell you, you've been saying it wrong.
All right, so 0800-9696.
We're talking about sayings that you've got wrong. What's the one that you do? If you need an example, here's one for you. Carolyn grew up an only child, but she thought the saying was lonely child because she was always lonely because it was just her.
God,
and people would be like, you're a lonely child. She'd be like, I am a lonely child.
There are some funny ones coming through, especially when people have that moment in front of friends when someone has to tell them that's how they're saying it.
Well, you're saying it wrong. And Claire thought, and she just recently turned 40, and she just recently also learned that it's not making ends meet. It's making ends meet. She thought a guy called Ian.
ends meet.
Like it was something, like a butcher really struggled to make ends meet. Maybe Ian ate a lot of meat. So making ends meet.
Oh, that's pretty cute.
That's great because at least in her mind, she'd worked out why it was making ends meet.
She must got really excited every time she'd meet an Ian.
Yeah, introducing Ian. I'm making ends meet each other. It's what I do. I introduce Ian's to other Ian's.
Ollie, your friend, what saying was she saying wrong the whole time?
So you know the phrase, from the get-go?
Yep.
Yeah.
We were sitting with like 20 of us at the time, and she said, from the get-go?
like from the get-go, like a lizard with sticky feet.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And
I love it.
How did that go in front of 20 people?
Oh, she never... I've never heard the end of it. This was probably 4 years ago or something, but it's the best one.
From the get-go. What was it? Because my adventure capitalists is they're always quite adventurous. What does from the get-go mean? Did she try to explain?
Nothing.
She'd just been saying it without thinking about what it meant.
She had no idea. Everyone laughed and she didn't even know why.
I've liked you, Ollie. I always have. I've liked you from the get-go.
Hey, thanks for your call, Ollie. Ashley, what saying were you getting wrong?
You know the saying, when you learn something off by heart?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I used to say, at school it happened, it was super embarrassing as well. It was in front of the whole class. I said that I learned the whole speech off by heart. Because I had no idea. I just didn't know. And my whole life I'd been saying I learned it off by heart until one of the girls in front of the whole class said to me, I think you mean off by heart.
And that just rocked your world? Were you like, oh, my God?
Yeah. I had no idea. Everyone was saying off my heart.
So good. Because it is hard to remember things.
Yeah. Yes.
So I can understand why you thought it was off by heart.
Ashley, thanks for your call.
No worries. Thanks.
Some other ones. Someone said, this is my life. I get myself confused with sayings. My husband, his favourite, and won't let me forget, is when I thought it was a scapegoat. Instead of scapegoat. So you're just looking for an escaped goat because I thought it meant like it was an excuse for you'd not done wrong because you'd just done wrong because you were looking for an escaped goat.
Wow.
That's
so good.
I thought daddy long legs spiders were called Danny long legs. And I just thought maybe some guy called Danny had excessively long legs and was also studying spiders.
Yeah.
And so they found it and they were like, it looks like you, Danny long legs. And then that's how it became. Nip it in the bud. I always thought it was nip it in the butt because that'd be a way to get someone to stop doing something would be to nip
them
on
the
bud. Yeah.
No, so, I thought it was nip it in the butt.
No, it's butt. It's like a gardening thing, right? You just stop a weed. You
nip it in the butt. It's like stop it and you whack them in the butt or something.
Or you'd be nipping them. Like how crabs discipline their children.
Suppress or destroy something at an early stage. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you're right.
Dog eat dog world.
Yeah.
I always thought it was a doggy dog world. And I wasn't sure if it was Snoop Dogg related or just how happy dogs are all the time.
Well, it's a doggy dog world.
It's a doggy dog world.
That sounds like a pretty cute world to me.
While we're talking about animals, if the cat fits, not if the cap fits, you know, if the cat fits, wear it. Kind of like if you can be a builder, if the cap fits, wear it. If the cat fits, I was like, I don't know, how do you wear a cat?
On your head?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
Somebody else said, I thought it was all for all intents and purposes.
For all intents purposes.
For all intents and purposes.
Right.
That was the other one. And then it followed like that. That's quite an old jumbled up one. I thought it was wood fried pizza for a long time.
That's just a bit of dyslexia, right? I have a lot of letters run the wrong way.
My brother kept saying he was having trouble at school because of his short extension span.
Oh, that is so cute. Oh, my God.
Which doesn't help you learn phrases and words, does it?
No, like, no, because you can't concentrate for so long. My mother thought the saying was, you've been, like, if someone looks rough and disheveled, God, you've been in the wars?
Yep.
She thought it was, you've been in the walls? Because it's like someone had built you into a wall and you had to fight your way out of a wall space.
That also works, I guess.
And somebody else said, I only just learnt last week, they're called a window sill, not a window still. And I always thought they were called window stills because they held the window still.
Makes sense.
This makes me feel so much better about adventure capitalism.
FEM.
Fleet, Vaughn and Megan, are we ready for a brand new Tinder Nightmares intro?
Yes.
Sims, Flash, Vaughn and Megan, Tinder Nightmares.
It's over the top, it's flamboyant, it's Vaughn, really?
It's
that intro?
There's a bit where you're like, how long is this bit going to go on for?
Yeah.
It's
so
lovely.
Fantastic.
Welcome to Tinder Nightmares, Emily.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How did you like the new Tinder Nightmares intro?
It's probably very fitting for the story I've got.
Oh!
Okay. Tease.
Okay, so tell us what happened.
Okay, I'll try and cut it as short as I can. Okay. It's quite long and involved. Okay. But basically, I just matched with this guy on Tinder. He looked a bit like Zac Efron. He said he was a male stripper, and it's very much not the sort of guy that I went with. But I was not having very much luck with the guys that I normally went with. So I was like, oh, you know what? I'll just do it for a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
Matched with him. He was obviously right from the beginning very clear that he didn't want anything.
Long term.
Okay. Yeah. Or even short term. I think he was after, you know.
Yeah, very short term.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, you know, it's not really, you know, it's been fun chatting. It's not really what I want. So anyway, I've got this other friend who is also a stripper, but he's after something more genuine, you know. And the whole time I'm thinking this is a bit weird. But, you know, why not? So he gave me his Snapchat. And I added him, and he's like, oh, you guys get along well, rah, rah, rah. And so I added him. We started talking. He was saying that, you know, I've been really hurt. I've just gotten out of a long relationship, long-term relationship. But I'm finally ready to get back into something.
Okay.
I was like, okay. Anyway, we talked for a little while, Snapchatted the usual story. He asked me out on the Friday.
Okay.
And, but surely Friday would be his busiest night, Emily. Hens do's, work shenanigans.
I am way too gullible. I look back at this and I'm like, oh, crikey. Like, there's so many signs and red flags. But anyway. So we met. We just wanted to have something low-key. So we met out first and then decided to have some food and wine at my place.
Yeah.
Did that. One thing led to another. He was very, continued the same sort of rhetoric that he had over Snapchat. Where, you know, you seem really nice. You're very different. All of that kind of thing. We did sleep together that night, and at that point I was still I was still suspicious. I'm old enough and had been on Tinder, etc., and had enough relationships to know that was probably a whole lot of, you know.
Okay.
Yes. I was like, okay, whatever. Nick, I texted him over the weekend just quite casually, and then I got a message on Monday. I didn't hear back from him until Monday, and he was, I just don't think we have much of a connection, so if you want something casual, then that's fine. But not long term. I was like, okay, well, you know, whatever. That's, you know, you knew that's not what I was after, so I'll cut my losses. You know, good luck. Yeah. Rah, rah, rah. And off we went. And the next thing, this is where it gets weird. I went to get my nails done by a girl, also quite a good friend of mine, and we always just talk about our Tinder experiences and, you know, what's happening in our dating life.
Yeah.
And I was telling her the story about how it was a bit weird that I came to, you know, start even talking to him. And she immediately said, oh, my God, that's one of my friend's boyfriends. I was like, are you serious? She knew right away. I didn't say any name. Like, I didn't say his name or anything. I just gave the sort of description of what had happened. She pulled up his Facebook page, and sure enough, they've got a business together. They're engaged. They're living together. It's all very, very hot. And she said, because, I mean, he's a stripper, so he's around girls a lot. And she said, oh, he's been cheating on her for ages. Like, you know, her friends have been, or people would try and tell her, and she would just ignore it. And she's like, look, I would want to know. And I felt sick at this point, horrifically ill. And so I said, oh, well, I would want to know, would you want to know, do you think we could, you know, we should tell her? And I said, well, yeah, I mean, girl code and all that, I would want to know. So I messaged her on Facebook.
Oh, no. I feel sick. I know.
Could we do our first ever two-part Tinder night there? Our first ever? We'll be back next with what happened when Emily messaged her on Facebook.
She messaged.
Oh, Tupac! Is this just because you want to hear the intro again?
I want to hear the intro again. I want to hear the intro again.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, we'll be back after this.
With part two.
Okay.
Of Emily's Tinder nightmare.
What did she say to the girlfriend?
What happened when she messaged her on Facebook?
What did the girlfriend say? Find out next.
What was the business they owned together? That's my big question at this stage, because I'm like, a stripper can't own a business that's not stripping, can it?
All right, well, we'll find out next.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sam's Flash, Vaughn and Megan
of this morning's Tinder Nightmare. We've been talking to Emily.
So just to bring you up to date, if you've just tuned in, Emily went on a Tinder date with a stripper who
set her up with another stripper who was after something a little bit more serious. He wasn't, it turns out. She then finds out that he has a fiance who he owns a business, etc.
Through her nail technician,
who is a mutual friend.
So at this point, Emily decides through girl code that you're going to...
Initiates girl code.
You're going to message the fiance of this stripper.
Yes,
what,
I did.
What happens next?
Okay, well, she didn't believe me at all. She claimed that apparently lots of people in the past had tried to break them up because they were jealous of them. I'm not quite sure what aspect of their life people were jealous of. But anyway, she then proceeded to question all of my story, you know, try and poke holes in everything.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, it took me a couple of days. And a lot of my friends were like, oh, you've done the good thing, you've done the right thing, just leave it now. But I don't know, I just couldn't handle my reputation and, I don't know, my character being questioned so much.
Yeah.
I don't know why I would throw myself under the bus like that just for...
Well, no, you were helping somebody out and they've decided to make you the villain here.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that, though, because they don't want to hear the truth, do they?
It happens all the time.
Well, and she was clearly in denial. It wasn't until I went to the liquor store that we'd gone in together and bought the alcohol from and got the receipt and the time and took a photo and showed her that she actually believed me. And the guy at the shop said, oh, yeah, the guy that you came in with on Friday night has just come in here and told me to not tell his fiance that we were here.
Retraced his steps and he was trying to annihilate any witnesses.
Yeah, exactly. And he'd also been round to my house and I wasn't there. And my workmate who I lived at the back of the property from, he knew the story because I told him and he just sort of told him to bugger off. Rah. Anyway, it gets worse. She finally believed me. And that was on like the Thursday or something, or maybe even the Friday. So that night I got a message from her again saying, can you please tell me more about this first guy that you matched with? And I was like, okay, well, that's a bit weird.
Oh, no.
I told her about it. And she was like, that's my best friend's boyfriend. And I was like, oh,
they've
my God.
They're running a syndicate.
They're running a syndicate. That's what I was going to say. There's a syndicate.
Oh, my God.
And so this is how ridiculous it is. She's like, oh, yeah, well, lots of our friends have been saying that they'd seen him on Tinder, but he just said that someone had stolen his photos.
Oh my God.
And created a fake profile. I was like, oh my God, like, seriously. And so then I had to relive everything with him as well. So it was literally a nightmare. And then I had to tell her everything about what her boyfriend was doing. Because of course he was pretending to be single as well. So it's obviously they would tag-teaming, trying to get as many girls as they could in, and lie to as many girls
And sort of dummy-passing to the other one. Like, he'd be like, I'm not after anything serious. I know just the guy for you.
And I think they would assess each girl, as they got the matches, and they would assess each girl as to which one would be the best option.
Are they together now with their partners?
Yep, both of them are still with them, because my nail technician showed me their face.
Wow!
And I thought it was all a nightmare for nothing as well. I should just get my big mouth shut.
You provided a receipt! You provided proof of purchase!
Wow.
It's not as if they'd cheated once either. Like, there was a syndicate. They were tag teaming.
Oh, that's just amazing.
I know, they're lying left, right, and centre to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the girls were obviously in complete denial. They believe me, but obviously they... believe that they were going to change at some point.
They're
going to
change them. They'll change them. They'll
probably
change them.
Probably after he brings chlamydia into our relationship. I'm only going to let him give me syphilis twice more before I say...
before I see the light.
Philip, that's enough. I have had it up to here. I don't believe you're catching them off the toilet seat every time, Philip.
Hey, Emily, well done. A Tinder Nightmares prize pack for you. Thank you for sharing an actual true Tinder Nightmare. If you'd like to register yours, if you've got a funny story of a Tinder Nightmare adventure, you can register at ZM Online.
Fact of the day. Today's fact of the day, I'd like to thank friend of the show, Benjamin Hart.
Okay.
Long-time listener of the show.
Okay.
He said, I've got a fact of the day. I was listening to a podcast from 6 years ago.
Mm.
I don't know how he even stumbled across that Maybe it was somewhere buried in there. And you guys were talking about crisps, chips, potato chips, chippies, whatever you want to call them.
Chippies.
Yeah. And there was furious anger at the fact that Murphy's Thick Cut Salt and Vinegar crisps had been...
chips.
Stopped being made.
Yeah.
Chips. I remember. That doesn't feel like 6 years ago.
Because they call them crisps in the UK.
Yes,
and
they
also
do.
Over there, they don't do a thick, like an eater chip here, like a salt and vinegar. They do all those thin ones.
These are like kettle fries.
Their chips are like that.
Kettle fries still around?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
That was always when Mum and Dad went out and we had to look after ourselves.
You got the flash kettle.
Frozen pizzas. We were always allowed frozen pizzas and wedges, and we were allowed a bag of chips. And I always went for Orion's or Murphy's Thick Cut.
Okay.
The salt and vinegar. And my brother always went for a barbecue kettle fry. Great night. Always a good night.
Frozen pizzas.
We live in the country. Frozen pizzas were pretty light.
Oh, Domino's weren't delivering out there.
No, we just didn't have pizza places.
Yeah.
I don't think Morrinsville had a pizza place. It got a pizza place. Everyone was just like, bloody Italians. It's taken over the place. Thought we sorted them out in WW2. Anyway, apparently during this talk about the thick cut salt and vinegar chips, we started asking why they were called ready salted. The show has a long-running hatred of ready-salted chips.
Oh, I will judge
What's
somebody.
The point?
Yeah, don't bring a ready-salted chip. Be someone for a change. Align yourself with a flavor. Live a little. Take
like,
a risk.
Even do a chicken. Like, I won't do
it. Oh, no.
I know, but I'm saying
there's two kinds of people in the world. Chicken chip people and people who actually like the taste of things.
That's why we're friends. We're all like, no chicken, no ready salted.
Have we checked with our producer? I don't Caitlin's walked out, but James, the producer,
Caitlin
I don't
has
think...
walked out. I don't know if it's in disgust or anything, but I've got to say, I'm a bit of a ready salted fan.
I thought we knew you.
Yeah, but it's certain ready salted. Can't go a bluebird, I'm sorry. It has to be, you know, you're either your thick or your kettle.
Is it for dipping? Right. Do you dip it? Definitely dip.
But I can go plain, for sure. I'll go plain.
You just ate a ready salted unaccompanied.
Yes. I'm a big salt fan.
You know we live in 2017. We're not on World War II.
Get out of here if you're going to be going chicken.
You know you can get like sweet chili and like pesto and all kinds of amazing.
If I was going to venture out, I'd probably go for a sour cream and chives or something.
An old mate at the RSA.
I don't often get chips, you know, but when I treat myself, I go ready salted. Yeah, or so can you tell.
Hey, if the chips have got little green things on them, what are they? It's a new flavour. It's sour cream and chives. Bloody hell.
Has to be an onion and a kiwi onion dip. Can't be going any sort of pate or any dip or anything.
No way.
I'm with you on that one. Oh, brunch, have one of those three-layer dips. But that's more of a cracker.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, apparently during our pretty exactly like the conversation we've just had, our rant against ready salted, we said why are they called ready salted when they just don't have a flavour?
Yeah.
He's done some research.
And this is today's fact of the day.
Today's fact of the day is why ready salted chips are called ready salted chips. Because back in the day, Smith's Crisps were the leading brand in the UK. And they came... without salt. So imagine ready salted.
Like just natural.
Just nothing.
Yuck.
So ready salted and take away the one thing that makes it different to a thin slice of cardboard.
Yeah.
And you've got Smith's Crisps. Now inside the bag of Smith's Crisps.
Yep.
Smith's Crisps.
I've only got three of those left in me.
Yeah.
Was a little bag of salt.
Oh.
And you could then choose... if you wanted them to be salted, you'd sprinkle them in and shake the bag, or you could eat them plain.
Oh, yeah. I like when Macca's do those fries. Yeah.
But when Macca's do the added on, it's like chicken salt and a whole lot of extra flavours.
Yeah.
And the shake of fries. Imagine living in a time, it's hard to even grasp. Where it sounds awful. Your flavour additive was salt.
And also, it wouldn't stick. Because when they cook it, it's like mixed in with the oil and it soaks into
just be on top. So then when Walkers came out, they were like, you know what people hate doing? They hate having to open that blue packet and put the salt in. We're going to salt them and we're going to really rub that salt in the wounds of Smith's Crisps.
And say
by saying these have been already salted.
Huh.
Wow.
Ready salted chips.
And so that is
chips.
Why, how long ago are we talking? Like post-World War II kind of?
We're talking okay. before.
BC.
Yeah, before chips. Because until salt and vinegar came out, I don't think you could even call
no,
the other flavors
yeah.
chips, would you? Or crisps. So today's fact of the day is ready salted chips are called ready salted because once upon a time they weren't.
Fact of the day, 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 day.
What? Wow, you looked at your phone like
no,
you
no,
had
I've just received a snap. Marty Guptill, cricketer.
Yeah.
Has me. What's wrong with chicken chips? He's a chicken chips guy.
You just wanted to tell everyone that you and Marty Guptill are friends.
He plays cricket. His taste in ways to pass the time.
Cricket is really salted on the sports.
And once upon a time, it wasn't even salted.
Unbelievable.
And it was called golf.
I do. You know I love cricket. Megan's got Spinex. That was not me. Marty, by the way, if you're still listening. FEM.
Charlotte. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning. So I had been, last week, I'd been some tooth pain. Nothing's worse than tooth pain. So I couldn't get much sleep. So I booked in for an emergency dentist appointment after about a couple of days. And they put the anesthetic, like the numbing stuff in, and I was fine. And I'd actually fallen asleep. The dentist was then doing their work, had no clue, and I must have hit something. And I woke up and smacked the dentist in the face. And I like wake up, and all I see is her nose just gushing with blood. And I felt so bad. Like, I was like mortified. I was like, oh my God, just like, well, at least you weren't in pain. And I was like, too right.
How can you fall asleep when you're at the dentist?
No, but I haven't been to the dentist since we've been doing morning hours.
Yeah. For 3 years.
I can fall asleep. I haven't been to the dentist.
What?
I haven't been to the dentist for like 10 years.
We should go together and hold each other's hands for comfort because they're going to be like, you're both awful people
fillings.
With rotting teeth.
Yeah.
We're going to have to pull them all out. Can we get a group discount?
Nothing hurts, so that's okay, eh? No?
No, well,
I could see a show promo where we go to Thailand and get cheap dentistry and just take the show.
Because my big, huge temporary filling that I was only supposed to get a temporary filling before my wedding in 2010. it broke in 2015 and I've just not done anything.
Boy, that is so
bad.
But
like you say, it doesn't hurt.
Right. Well, you could fall asleep, Charlotte. So that's...
Yeah.
Fully. Anytime now I lie down, I fall asleep. I fell asleep during a back wax a little while back.
What?
I think it was just like the lack of sleep from being like... so sore.
Yeah.
I mean, just too tired. And then once I was just straight out of pain, I was just sitting there and because the light's in your face and they give you those really sexy black glasses that makes everyone look gorgeous.
They could
upgrade them when you pay for dental, but no, they're like, hey, we'll make everyone look like some dude from The Matrix.
That's exactly. The dentist has got a large boat, but he went to a Zed service station to get his glasses for his patients. Exactly.
No, but they don't want you stealing them. If they gave you great, cool sunglasses, you'd steal them.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, but then when you're really good looking, give
them
the blood nose.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. Yeah. All right, Charlotte, wait there. We'll vote in a sec. Alice, what's your story for last calls?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Alice.
This is set in Thailand for our honeymoon. Thought we'd go and have a wee couples massage, as you do.
Oh, God.
Have you done a couples massage, Vaughn?
Not in Thailand.
Okay.
This was a pretty special one. Our guide from the hotel took us, said, oh, I'll take you to a great, massage place, and off we went. And it turns out it was the local Blind Institute.
Right.
And the guys there would do massages to earn their money. So we thought, that was a pretty good, charitable thing to do.
Yeah.
So we went in for our massage and laying side by side, actually on the ground, on mats, Thailand style.
Yeah.
And I had to strip down to just my knickers.
Yeah. Okay. But that's all right because they're blind. They're not getting a look, are they?
Well,
no, they're about to have a bit broke though, I reckon.
Okay.
How blind is blind? Some have a little bit of vision, don't they? But they're still legally blind.
Okay.
And my husband was beside me getting his massage and all was well. And then I was suddenly instructed to flip over onto my back. Yeah. And I was topless, and I thought this was a little bit unorthodox, but I was kind of looking for a little bit of glint of recognition in his eyes just as he started pummeling my boobs. And
pummeling my boobs!
Oh, yeah, it was pretty dire. And right. Husband beside me is killing himself, trying to contain the laughter, snickers, snorting.
Instead of being like, hey, hands off my wife, he's just like cracking
well,
up.
We didn't know, you know, you didn't want to offend. Yeah.
He's doing a bit of brow on your boobs.
Yeah, I couldn't look at my husband and basically had to almost meditate myself to somewhere else just to get through while trying not to look and see. I just couldn't look at him because I just didn't want to see any recognition. So I just
Right. But you to this day, you still think he was blind?
Well, I don't know.
Even if he didn't see what he was doing, he could still feel.
Yeah.
He's still copping a good feel. You're right. Yeah.
I just looked at what two like one dot is in Braille because the nip would be the Braille.
Yeah.
It's the letter A.
No, but then you've also got some other, sometimes you can have some other little dots around the nips.
How many dots do you have around your nipples?
We're getting a little bit pissed.
I'm not groping them like the blind Thai guy.
All right, let's vote the Tribal Council. For our favourite story today. It was a tough one today because I like both of these stories. Oh, all right, okay.
All right, you got...
it wasn't a clean sweep, but Alice, congratulations.
Yay!
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast. For more, check out ZM online. ZM.